G'day, Joe.
Oh, g'day, mate. How you going?
Good, Joe.
Hello?
Yes, Joe, I'm right here for you.
Sorry, mate, I just took you off.
No, I'm right here. I can hear you loud and clear.
Mate, I've got an idea for Australia Day. Everyone's going on about Invasion Day and it's so negative. I find that we got Anzac Day perfect, and I think we just treat it the same way as Anzac Day. Spend the morning in reflection, the afternoon in partying. And I think that's just probably the easiest way of without having to change too much around or anything like that. But I just think, you know, we probably look at things a little bit wrong. We always focus on the negative side of things. I know we do.
Mm. But you see, there will always be people who will want to protest about something. There are people who protest Anzac Day. Remember that, Joe. Now, they used to be out in numbers, and I think those numbers are dwindling, but they're still there, and they believe that Anzac Day glorifies war. And you and I both know it's the opposite.
That's right. Look, you know, even when you look at Invasion Day, like, every day of the year, something happened. So I don't see, like, Captain Cook coming off the ship, you know, got his muskets, just started wailing into people on that first landing. So I don't understand why we need to focus on something so negative. And look, do they really have the timeline to go, this is what happened at 12:01 on the 26th, you know, he started shooting people. So I just think, look, you know what, in the morning we reflect on, you know, the atrocities in our past, and in the afternoon let's just celebrate being Australian and enjoy ourselves.
So kind of cut Australia Day into two. The beginning of the day, a solemn reflection, and then after midday, a celebration?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's a really, you know, fair and just way of, you know, like I've heard people saying, oh, make it a two-day weekend, and, you know, look, it's not going to happen. But I just think, like, an easy way to do it is, you know, remembering and reflecting and enjoying the future and present. So, you know, it sort of covers everything in one foul swoop. So, and if they really wanted to change the day, make it the last weekend in January. Everyone gets a long weekend in January, you know. You know, if that sort of sorts people out. But, you know, as I said, I just don't see the point of changing the date, you know, to myself. I just think the way we construct it is probably the way to move forward.
So, I wonder if that'll work.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, you know, look, that's what I like. You know, that's what I'm going to do. That sort of keeps me and my family happy. You know, so, you know, if the rest want to join, so be it. If they don't, you know, whatever, you know.
I'm going to put you down for caller of the week, and not because I necessarily agree with you, but you've made me start thinking, and I love callers that make us think.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. As I said, look, you know, I'm no Rain Man or anything like that. I just think it's just an easy way to do it. You know, May 8th, why would you want a day off in winter? Are you crazy? You know what I mean? I don't see, you know, I'd rather have a day at the beach, we're having a barbecue with friends and family, than sitting in Ugg boots, freezing.
Can I throw something to you that my missus put to me?
Yeah.
She said, well, why don't we just have it the last Monday of January?
Perfect.
And sometimes that's going to actually fall on the 26th, but more often than not, it won't. But what it does is it gives you a day. It's just a random day, but it gives you also a long weekend. Because we were talking about how annoying it was for those people who didn't take the Monday off or take a sickie. That you had to go to work on the Monday, then you had the Tuesday off, and then you had to recover on the Wednesday.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good idea.
So Nikki's just said, look, put this to your listeners, and I don't want to get political, and just remember, she's my partner, and I'm an Indigenous Australian.
Me too,
there you go. And she said, put it to your audience. We just have it. What, you know how the Melbourne Cup is the first Tuesday of November?
Yep.
Why don't we just have the first Monday or the last Monday of January?
Yeah.
And have a long weekend, and it's just a random day then when you can reflect on what a great country we have.
Luke, it happens on Easter every year too, doesn't it? That's not a set date. Have Good Friday, Easter Monday, you know, so it works. You know, we only got some things like that are locked in, like Christmas Day and Boxing Day. As I said, I really think that's a good idea.
Yeah, right. Easter's random, but it. Yeah. And I'll tell you what else is random: the Queen's birthday.
Yeah, well,
it's not even her birthday.
No, and this is what I mean. They're all you know, uproar. You know what? If they, actually looked at Australia Day, as in, celebrating, family and friends, rather than sitting out there spending their day protesting, causing trouble for the police, and it'd be just such a wonderful day. It's my favourite day of the year. Really look forward to it. This year sucked. I was in my truck, and I had to sleep. My Australia Day was stuck in the truck.
Well, my Australia Day was I got up early, walked the dog, went down to the outdoor basketball court, shot baskets for an hour. Then I came back and I had to prepare for the program. Prepared for the program, tried to sleep in 36 degree heat, and then 7 o'clock came in here to the station to get ready for the program. So it was a work day for me.
Yeah. No, as I said, I just think, it's just simple stuff. We make things just so complicated. We don't need to do that. It's a we're an easygoing bunch of people. We come from all different walks of life, and you're never going to satisfy everyone. But Australia Day's been the same, all my life, and I don't see changing the day is going to. Yeah. Be significant.
Joe, can you just stay there for 1 second? I've got to go to George, who has an important traffic incident on the M1. George?
Hey, Luke, how you going,
man? I'm good, George. Thanks for calling in. What's happened?
Mate, this is a, I was coming down into the Hawkes River there, mate, and it looked like two cars had come together and bounced off the walls. And it looked quite serious, and I pulled over just over the Hawkes River Bridge, and there was an abundance of police cars, ambulance, fireys. And within minutes, there was the child rescue chopper that had just landed. So just a heads up to all the northbound boys, mate. Look, they may be starting to clear it up now, but everyone to be safe on the road and just get home to your family safe, mate, back to school this week. And I'm just, I've got little kids home waiting for me. And, you just don't want to start this year on a bad note. I just wanted to wish everyone just safe travels and just get home to your family as well, and just really keep an eye out in this really crappy weather.
Good on you, George. Yeah, it is crappy weather in New South Wales on the east coast tonight. It's raining and drizzling and the roads are very, very slippery. So this is for our New South Wales travellers this morning, those who are approaching Sydney or leaving Sydney on the M1. A serious accident on the M1 just near the Hawkesbury River Bridge. You're saying it's affecting traffic northbound. I'm probably tipping it's affecting traffic in both directions, no?
Yeah, no, it wasn't so bad southbound, but definitely northbound because the police had stopped it for the chopper to land. I'm not sure what the current situation now. I've just pulled into my depot and I'm just about to call it a night. But definitely northbound is going to be delayed there, and just, wishing everyone well that's involved and everyone else out there, especially all the guys working out there.
That's a very, very nice thought, George, and thanks for phoning that in. Let's hope that everyone's okay. Thanks for your call, mate.
Have a lovely
year. Okay, you too, mate. Bye-bye. 133353. Sorry about that, Joe.
Yeah, mate.
You mentioned that you are Indigenous. Where's your mob from?
We're Wiradjuri people.
Yeah, me too.
So my father's from the Kamilaroi side. I always get asked how much percent you got, and I don't know. I haven't never divided myself up, but there's Indigenous on both mum and dad's side. Very proud. My grandfather was actually the very first Aboriginal to vote, my great-grandfather. So that was pretty interesting. As I said, man, it's like I just don't know why we make such a big kerfuffle about something that should be celebrated in a positive note and reflected on a negative note. Again, go back to Anzac Day. We know some really bad atrocities happen on that day. We try not to look at the negatives, but we try to look at the positives of the people who gave themselves for us to live and what people have sacrificed, And the same things that happened. It's just, a little bit different, So, yeah.
All right. Thank you for your call, Joe. It's been great. And as I said, you're making us think, and I'll put you down for caller of the week tomorrow.
Good on you, champ.
Okay, drive carefully.
See you, mate.
Bye-bye.